If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the very important subject of jurist authority based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. And the topic we are touching on is the juris authority based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei with Sheikh Javid. Sheikh Javid, let me ask you this question at the beginning of this episode. Does the qualified mujtahid or religious authority have any authority to enforce Islamic penal codes during the period of the 12th Imam's occultation?
Of course he does. You know, and the enforcement of Islamic penal codes is obligatory even during the period of occultation, during the period of ghaiba. It is necessary that the Islamic penal codes be enforced, be implemented. And of course, the authority in this regard belongs to the leader of Muslims, because he is vested with the power to make decisions in this regard. And the penal codes must be, of course, enforced and implemented.
Okay, how about this question, Sheikh Javid? Does such a person, I mean the jurist leader or guardian, have or enjoy a kind of authority that enables him to abrogate or annul or cancel out, for example, some religious laws because of any reasons, such as, for example, public interest?
Well, never, I think, never is the case as such, you know, because the abrogation of the rules of Islamic law is not something easy. It's not possible. After the demise of the Holy Prophet of Islam, you know, no one can abrogate the laws that was brought forth to the Muslims and presented to the Muslims. So the laws of Islam cannot be abrogated, cannot be annulled. You know, the of course alteration that the alteration that takes place in the subject, or the you can say the emergence of necessity and exigency. Or the existence of a temporary obstacle in implementing a rule does not constitute abrogation, because the circumstances change. There is a necessity, there is exigence, or a situation which may require a different ruling. Mm-hmm. But that different ruling does not actually entail abrogation of the Islamic law. It does not mean that the authority has the right to abrogate or to rescind the laws of Islam. No, that will be in its place, but the changing circumstance will require a different verdict.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, yeah, Allah. Guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And our guest speaker is still Sheikh Javid, talking about the very topic of juris authority based on fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, what is our duty, in relation to those who think that the authority of the juris guardian or leader is restricted only to Hesbi affairs, given that some of their representatives also propagate their belief,
First of all, I think you used the word hisbi, and of course this is a word that in some books I think I have seen that this word is has been translated as non-litigious affairs. You know, those are affairs which does not have a specific person in charge, or in there is not a specific person to take care of those matters. So those are issues that are considered to be hisbi or non-litigious. Well, when it comes to such issues and the duty, our duty towards those people who think that, you know, that a jurist's authority is restricted to those matters which do not have special or specific person in charge. So this means, you know, what does it imply? It implies that the jurist does not have absolute authority, the qualified jurist or the wali faqih does not have absolute authority. That is what it implies. So when it comes to our duty towards these people, the authority of the wali faqih or the jurist leader in the realm of leadership of the Islamic society in governance of social affairs of Islamic, of Muslims, in all periods and eras is one of the fundamental beliefs of the true 12er denominations. There's no doubt about it, but that when it comes to social affairs, to political matters, it is the right and obligation of the wali faqih or the jurist who is in authority to issue fatwa, to take matters into his own hand and give a fatwa that suits the status quo or the current situation. And this is the opinion of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. Because he says that this is rooted in, or the roots of this issue is actually found or in the fundamentals of faith, in the principles of imamah. And if we go through the Sunnah of the Prophet, and if we study the biography and the lifestyle of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and then the commander of faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, we do understand that such matters are crucial matters that need to have a specific individual to give fatwa, to decide about such issues. So, but okay, those people who is led by reasoning and by proof not to accept this notion is excused. You know, it's not something that one should willy-nilly accept it. You know, I think everyone should follow his own reasoning and proof if they do have, and then. But this should not become a license for disunity, for controversy among Muslims. Muslims should remain united. They should stand in solidarity with one another, and the issue of wali faqih should not become a license for them to disunite. And to fight one another, of course.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Sawid. And thank you, my dear listeners, for joining us for the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. From me and the rest of the team, we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahman Rahim Mannan Kareem Salam Aleem La ilaha illa hum Ghaffar Jameel Wahhab Latif Tawwab Samee Basir La ilaha illa hum وحيد قدير محيي مميت الأبطال